Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do on the show today, including maybe some major credit to Elliott Shore Parks. He is now invaded a place.
94 WIP. Breaking news.
What do we got here?
Eagles just made a trade.
Oh, I am unprepared for this. This is, I mean, I haven't seen this. This will be first glance, first reaction. What do you got for us,
yeah,
Kyle?
Yeah, so Adam Schefter just tweeted, a rare in-division trade. Washington is sending former first-round pick Jahan Dotson and a fifth-round pick to the Eagles in exchange for a 2025 third.
Wow.
And two seventh-round picks.
All right, so that's a name we brought up a couple days ago,
yep.
Right? Jahan Dotson.
Yes,
we were talking about guys they could acquire, Hugh, as another wide receiver.
Yeah, young receiver.
So if I go back to our conversation that day, we were wondering, like, what's wrong with Jahan Dotson that a team would trade him in the division? We kind of thought the idea of it made sense, but why would Washington trade him here? Well, they just did. So Jahan Dotson is now on his way to the Philadelphia Eagles. From my perspective, they gave up a decent amount there. Our third-round pick is not nothing. Now, I know they get the fifth back, too.
They get the fifth back, yep.
And they swap, and they give some sevens. But a third-round pick is not insignificant to trade for a player. Hugh, obviously the Eagles were not comfortable with their wide receiver depth, despite Britton Covey having a nice camp and mm-hmm. Johnny Wilson doing some things early in camp. They needed another body. I said this two or three weeks ago. I just wasn't comfortable with it. So now they get a former first-round pick in here in Jahan Dotson. Hugh, what's your reaction here as the Eagles add another former first-rounder?
Good depth. Somebody, it's kind of weird because you're right. It never happens in the division. You never see them trade a good player in the division. It's going to be interesting to see how he fits into this wide receiver room. And especially when they play the Commodores, how he's going to, that's going to be a game. I'm pretty sure he's circling,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's moving right up the street. So yeah, I think it's pretty interesting that they did it inside the division. That normally never happens before the season starts.
I wonder if there's more to this than we know. Like, I wonder why he fell out of favor there. Because it's only his third. He's a first-round pick going into his third year. It's not even his contract year where, like, they're not going to re-sign him. They might as well get something back for him. Maybe there's more that we know. But, look, his first 2 years, you know, we had an example of this a couple years ago with Jalen Reagor, right? A first-round pick. It just knew it wasn't going to work, and everyone just needed to go their separate ways. He hasn't been that bad, right? Like, you look at his numbers, 35 catches, 523 yards as a rookie. I actually think that's a pretty good rookie year for, you know, a guy coming in the NFL. Then last year, he had 49 catches, so 14 more. He went backwards in terms of yards per catch, only 10.6 compared to 14.9. 7 touchdowns as a rookie. 4 as a second-year player. I don't know. On the surface, it feels like the Eagles might be stealing a player that has still some upside. I kind of find it bizarre they're giving up this quickly on him, Kyle. It's not like he's been a Jalen Reagor disaster. He was a first-round pick, and they don't exactly have 3-star receivers in Washington. They just have Terry McLaurin, so it is odd. I'm excited the Eagles are, first of all, I'm excited they're getting another receiver in here.
Yeah.
And I think he's worth taking a chance on.
I do wonder, sometimes, you know, we do this when, like with Saquon leaving the Giants, like Washington Commanders aren't exactly known for making the greatest organizational decisions. They could be giving up on him a little bit too early.
Yep.
It also makes me wonder if they are preparing for adding another wide receiver, you know, say like Brandon Ayuk from San Francisco.
You're
like
trying
another
to move,
move
you're talking
coming.
About trying to move guys.
Yeah. So
trying to get ready for the new guy.
Like they're trying to gain picks. I don't know. That's sort of just total speculation, but it is interesting to move it off from this early in his career.
Well, the other thing that is worth noting, Hugh, it's a totally different coaching staff, right? They didn't draft Jahan Dotson.
Yeah, he wasn't their guy.
It's Dan Quinn. It's Cliff Kingsbury now as the coordinator. Actually, when you search him, this came up a couple of days ago. NFL insider thought he could get cut. So I mean, obviously he was
on the bubble.
They were done with him down there, and they get something back from the Eagles. All right, so the Eagles trade for a third wide receiver, Jahan Dotson, coming here. I expect him, Hugh, and I know we haven't seen him, and it's not like, you know, he's done a lot in the NFL, but I expect him to be the slot receiver. I don't think the Eagles would have traded a third round
pick. He's
going to
come in here and play.
He's going to play.
I mean, it's like, guys, obviously they didn't like what they were getting from that position,
yep.
Joe. So it's obvious that he's going to come in here, and he's already slotted to be in that position. No
well,
question about
the
that.
The other thing he provides, Hugh, and I thought this was an important thing when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, if, and you know, you hope it doesn't happen, but if Devontae Smith or A.J. Brown were to miss a few weeks, this is a guy that's played, you know, he's been a starting receiver in the NFL. Like, it was a lot for me to imagine. let's just say AJ, you know, pulls a calf, right? And he's out 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was hard for me to imagine Johnny Wilson was going to play every down as an outside receiver, or Britton Covey could play every down.
Like, yeah, and give you that contribution like those guys gave you. Yeah, I get that.
This feels like a little parachute, just in case. You know, he could play the slot, but also it's in case they have an injury there. All right, so the Eagles make a move, and I
so
don't.
We got three first
round receivers. Totally throw you guys off there.
No, that's all right.
We got three bona fide receivers.
We'll get
potential.
Back to the Braves nonsense and their radio stuff last night. Now you can react to this as well. Yeah, you mentioned first round receivers. It's have you realized the theme of this offseason with Howie has been former first round picks he's brought in? It's crazy. Kenny Pickett was a first round pick. John Ross, who's probably going to get cut here, was a first round pick. Mekhi Becton, first round pick. Saquon Barkley. It's like Howie's just scooping up these first rounders that, for whatever reason, their teams were done with.
You know what the irony is?
What's that?
They all play offense for the most part.
Yeah. Kenny Pickett. Well, Devin White. Devin White was a top five pick.
Yeah. But most of them were guys that played offense, so they that the whole defense is a luxury, not a necessity thing. Kind of played.
I mean, they did use their first round pick though on a corner.
No, we don't on Joe right now.
Kind of played.
It all comes back to Hugh stuff. Yeah, it all comes back.
Y'all roads lead back to me.
Just one last thing, and sorry if you mentioned this already, but Schefter did point out that this is the second time the Eagles traded with Washington in the last few months because they traded with him to go up and get Cooper DeJean.
That's right.
Yeah.
That draft video.
A defensive
that came
move,
out.
By the way, Hugh.
Yeah, when they traded up, their first two picks were defense.
Yeah, but it's still a lot.
Defense.
But they paying the offensive guys, though. They're giving them all the bread.
Howie's after the brand names. I mean, I don't know if I ever remember an offseason where an NFL team brought in this many former first round picks. Usually, first round picks stay with their team, right? Like they don't.
They give them a little bit more. They give them a little bit more runway.
But doesn't it feel like the Eagles are like, "Hey, you're done with him? All right, we'll take him.
We'll take a flyer. We'll kick the tires."
Right, Steelers, you're done with Kenny Pickett after 2 years. We'll take him. So, how many players did the Eagles have from that draft a couple years ago? Right, Pickett and Jahan Dotson were both in the same first round 2 years ago, and now they're Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll see how it works out. But I like the idea. I thought they needed another receiver. I'm glad they brought one in. It is interesting to me, though, they gave up that much. A third-round pick going back is not nothing. That's a real pick.
No. I mean, you know, you talk about where that's where N'Kobe Dean was drafted and how he's playing right now. So, yeah, that's pretty significant. But it tells me that they want to put this offense in the best possible position they can to be successful, man. That's kind of exciting.
So that's similar to what they gave for Pickett, right? Where that was like a fourth round pick.
They swapped, didn't they?
They swapped and they kind of moved down in that draft.
That's such a weird trade.
It is. And now I guess they have control over Dotson for 2 years. This will be his third year.
It does sound right. He's a first round pick.
It'll
so.
Be 3 years.
Yeah.
Potential control, right? Because they have the fifth year option. All right. So Jahan Dotson headed to the Philadelphia Eagles. You can react to that as well. The stuff with Topper and Jalen Hurts. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
They can tell a lot about people when you just listen to what they say. And that first guy that called this morning and Ken really aren't that much different, except the first guy's parents didn't love him and probably abandoned him too soon.
I like how I went to
get they both don't like Topper. One handles it like an adult, though. The other one did not.
Yeah, I don't really particularly like Ken's take on pumpkin spice. I don't particularly like it, like I told you guys the other day, but I'm not going to bash people that do. So, with that said, I am okay with Topper. I have questioned a couple of things that he's done, but more often than not, he does make the right decision for the long haul. I didn't like how he brought in Alvarado the other day, 2 days ago, in that tight situation with the struggles Alvarado's had. That I wouldn't have done that, me personally, but he did and, you know, ended up losing the game. But I don't know, man. The guy seems to have a handle on the team, and they have the respect. They respect him. And that goes a long way towards the end of the season. Now, he does manage that bullpen a little differently than most guys do. I do like how he used Hoffman yesterday in a tight spot, you know, where the game seemed to be on in the balance and just shut him down at that point. The new guy, the new closer, so to speak, a little bit not sure about him yet.
Shaky. I think shaky's the word there, Jeff, on Estevez, yeah.
A little bit, yeah. But other than that, I think he gets a little bit. I mean, if you read social media, he should have been fired last year a couple of times. But
The village idiot. On days where they lose, he's the worst manager in baseball. We have a caller saying a 6-year-old can manage a team. Yeah.
The Harper Arcia feud isn't quite the Hatfields and the McCoys, but I love it. And I love it because Arcia is basically just a so-so player. And I love how he just
coming at
like
Harper's neck.
Yeah. And I like how Harper responded. And hopefully this will prime Harper, you know, go on a run here. And I'm going to go a hot take today, and I'm going to predict Harper hits two home runs.
Ooh,
today.
Well, if he does, you know what he's got to do. He's got to stare down Arcia. Jeff, we appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, we could be – Orlando Arcia is a zero trying to become a one to steal a Howard Eskin line. I mean, he's nobody in Major League Baseball. All right, so back to the Jahan Dotson thing for a second, because I'm just fascinated that they traded him within the division. Hugh, do you think they're wrong on him or Howie's right on him, if you had a guess?
You know, it's weird, man, because immediately when I think about being traded into the division, I think about Donovan McNabb and when that happened.
Well, Andy was right. Donovan was close to the end.
Yeah, and it just kind of makes you wonder. I mean, because, you know, you talked about, especially when you talk about the conversation that we've had the last couple months about the Commodores and how you feel that they're going to be a better team.
Mm-hmm.
You traded away a receiver.
16th overall pick 2 years ago.
Yeah, a receiver that potentially could help your young quarterback. Like, there's a lot of thoughts going through my head. Like, you know, I know Coach Quinn. I was in Atlanta when Coach Quinn was there. He's not an offensive coach. He's not. And then you think about Cliff Kingsbury, the fact that, you know, he took a hiatus to go to Thailand and live for a year. Like, I don't know what they're thinking when they're making a move like this. It kind of makes you wonder. But Howie's, and then on the flip side of that, so many thoughts. Then I think of Howie. Howie's a pretty smart GM, and he knows he's done a pretty good job when he make trades like this of getting something out of the player. So it's just it got me scratching my head a little bit.
So there's 100%,
man.
There's also this aspect to it, and we trust Howie. Hugh, just to bring back to your career, sometimes these things work out for both sides, right? Like, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, Hugh. It seemed like the Jets thought you didn't fit anymore,
mm-hmm.
right? And they went on to have success without you the next year.
Yes.
But then you had success here.
Yes.
Right. Like, so there's a chance.
Win-win.
Like, I know, and Kyle's right. The Commanders make mistakes. I mean, they do dumb things.
They made
things.
A lot of mistakes.
But they also could just say, yeah, he's not a fit for us. New coaching staff, and it like this could work out for both. I mean, that's possible, and I hope it does for the Eagles. It's just bizarre that he was the 16th pick 2 years ago, and now he's on a division. It's one thing to, like, send him to, I don't know, like the Seahawks, right? Like, they sent him here. He's got to play them twice a year. Fascinating trade. 215-592-9494. David in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, David.
What's going on, guys? So with the Phillies,
mm-hmm.
the starting pitching has been consistent and fantastic. Okay, this is Topper's fault because when your team's not hitting, you got to play small ball. You got to manufacture runs. You got to steal bases. You got to bunt.
Like they did last
night?
Last
night.
You got to scratch and claw every inning, even if it's just for one run.
Well, but to be fair, David, how many – they don't have a whole roster of players that are capable of this stuff. Like Schwarber, Harper, Bohm. This is not what they – you're not going to make those guys bunt or run, right? Like, you only have so many guys that you could even do that with.
Yeah, but I mean, the other night you had men on first and second in like the fourth inning with Stott up. You could have laid a bunt down. He ended up striking out, and JT ends up hitting a single right after.
Fourth inning's early for bunting. You want to give away outs in the fourth inning?
We're not hitting at all. So, I mean, get runs when you can. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you give yourself potentially a better chance at runs. I get that. So you're down on – so you think we're appropriately hard on Topper. You don't think it's too much?
No, not at all. Not at all. I love the fan base.
Well,
he deserves it.
Deserves it? They're up. They're in seven games up in first place.
Not in the last month.
Well, I can't argue with you on that. All right, David, give us a moment. You made a fool out of yourself. What'd you do?
So post-COVID, we had a one-year-old birthday party for my son, and I ended up introducing my girlfriend's parents as my ex-fiancé's parents.
Wait a minute, what now?
So say it again. What'd you do?
I introduced my girlfriend's parents as my ex's parents.
As your ex's parents? Like, hey, these are my ex's parents?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awkward. How'd that go?
Yeah.
Very.
Why are they there? Oh, okay, because you
the
married
birthday party?
The birthday for the kid, for the ex, right? That's a lot.
No, it was a birthday party for our son.
So,
I introduced her parents as my ex's parents.
So how did everyone handle it? Like, did you realize, or did they say,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, well, I looked up and seen the look on some people's faces, and I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Must have been the gummies, Hugh.
Yeah, that's...
Must have been the gummies.
That's a rough one. David, we appreciate it. All right, David, we got you. We'll get you in the mix for the league.
I ain't got that. Okay,
I think...
He introduced his ex's parent. He introduced his parents to his ex's parents.
I think he introduces the new partner to
the ex's parents.
And said this. Yeah, this is. Yeah, I think it's just awkward. You know, conflicting.
Why are they there?
Well, because I guess that there's
the kid. But that's what I'm saying. It was. Yeah, I'm confused.
The kid.
I'm confused.
Maybe
somebody help me out with
that. Okay, I think it's they're probably the grandparents is what I'm guessing,
okay.
Right? So they're there for the kids' party.
Yeah, okay, the grandparents. So it was two sets of parents there, right?
I guess, yeah.
You didn't get it either.
I was a little off.
I'm just making sure. Like, you know, I know sometimes stuff goes over my head. I'm just, like, you didn't get it, so it kind of, you know what I mean?
I think it was it sounded awkward, no matter how you frame it.
I'm just saying, somebody help me out, because... That kind of threw me a little bit. I'm thrown off.
Speaking of awkward, can we all go around and say where we're at in terms of confidence now with our new closer here with the Phillies? Because I'm on shaky ground, everybody. I know we got the save last night. Carlos Estevez, Hugh, has come in here, and he's not looked great. He's gotten a couple saves. He blew it last Friday, but Trey got the hit in the bottom of the ninth to win the game. Last night, traffic on the bases. Hugh, they gave up a lot for him. He was the big move, right? Like, he was the big move at the trade deadline for Dave Dombrowski. I have some trepidation with this guy when he comes in the game. It feels like there's always runners on base, right? There's always some traffic out there where it's like, oh, no, is he going to blow this game? Hugh, I do not have a lot of confidence right now in the Phillies' new closer.
No, listen. I'm looking at the thread that we had last night during the course of this game, and it started kind of like at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
And the first one was Kirkering Trust Meter. And you sent an emoji. It was like the grit and the teeth.
The teeth chatter,
and Kyle laughed. And I just kind of sent an LOL. And that's when I said, hey, heading up to do my last workout. Keep me posted. So now we go to this thing, and you sent it. This was about 9:44. So I'm well into my workout,
and they're trying to close this thing out now.
And Kyle sends Estevez Trust Meter, and I send. Now you're asking for too much.
Yeah, you are not confident.
Now you're asking for too much, and you were like, he has it.
Well, he did, but it didn't go smoothly.
It didn't go smoothly. So now, with all of this going on, because there was about a couple minutes went between text. So I had to tune in. So I had to, you know, get on my iPad and tune into the game. That's when I sent Kyle the thing. I was like, thanks a lot, Kyle. Now I can't concentrate on sweating to death on this Stairmaster. I got to watch this.
Well, good. Somebody had to get you to lock in.
Yeah, and it was one of those things, man, where, you know, it was heart palpitation time, you know?
It feels like all his outings are heart palpitation time.
And then here's where it got me. The irony was when Whit Merrifield came up. And you talk about the night that he had the other night.
Yep.
And I'm like, dog, don't let this dude get a hit. And I'd be damned if he didn't get one. But Bryce Harper came up big.
Yeah, he knocked that ball down.
Yeah, he came up big in that one. But that was a heart palpitation.
Yeah, he's got me on. I just feel like we're going to have heart attacks in October when this guy comes in.
Yeah.
So since he got here, it's not been bad. He's a 2.79 ERA. He's appeared in 9 games as a Philly, but his walks are way up. When he was with the Angels, he was very low walk rate. He was not walking batters. Since he got here, it's almost 3 walks per 9 innings. It feels like every time he goes out there, it's like, you know, we're one bad moment away from him blowing the game. So I like the idea they could use Hoffman in different spots and they can move him around because he's the kind of the fireman out of the bullpen. But I'm on shaky ground with this closer. 215-592-9494. Ron and Monco. What's up, Ron?
Joe.
Ron.
Oh. Is this the line I get in to insert my nose in Tomper's butt? Is this the line I get in?
I think you take a shot, sir.
Are you going to be all right, Ron? What do you got to say about the manager?
You know, Joe, I never thought I'd see the day, you know, where you sold out and turned into a pom-pom shaky company guy. I never thought I'd see that.
That's not what we're doing here. I'm trying, as always, I'm trying to bring people to the light. I'm trying to show you the truth here, and you guys refuse to see it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know what? Here's the truth of the matter. The guy's a hack. That's what he is. Okay, and Girardi didn't have half the team of what this guy's got.
He had half this team. Come on,
he didn't have Schwarber.
He had Schwarber. They were 22 and 29.
Who?
The last year that he was here. They had Schwarber and Castellanos and Harper, and he couldn't get out of his own way.
All right, well, I stay corrected there, but it doesn't matter. Listen, the guy, you know, the guy sits on his hands, and he watches, and he waits, and he waits. And when he needs to make a change, he doesn't do it, and he drags on weeks into months, and he watches guys just turning into puddles out there like Stott, like the right fielder. And then when the guy's backed into a corner, he finally does something. Okay? He finally does something. And it's like he just invented the wheel with Weston Winston, whatever the hell the kid's name is. Okay? It's like, and he says, oh, you know what? I'm actually thinking about putting him in tomorrow. Well, do you have much of a choice, dude? You know, you got guys that don't hit. Sosa helped carry that team while Trey Turner was out. And when Trey Turner came back, he went right back to that, and you never saw him again until when? Until just recently. The guy's not a good manager, man. He lets he's the monkey in charge of the bananas, dude. That's what he is.
Well, the bananas are up 7 games in the NL East, all right?
It doesn't matter, because guess what? If Atlanta was in full force, you would be in second place if you were lucky.
Who's,
now, argue with that.
The Phillies?
The Phillies, Ron, sit now today.
They sit today
with the second best record in baseball. He's won 57% of his games since he took over. They've been to the NLCS and the World Series.
That he lets these guys run. He gives these guys too much rope. He can way too much rope. They run the show.
I don't disagree with you on that. Ron, we appreciate the phone call. I love how we had an example. They brought in Joe Girardi. This guy, World Series winning manager.
Yeah,
he's a winner.
He couldn't push the right button.
And all he did is trip over his own shoelaces for 2 years, and they had to fire him too. But anyone can win with this team. Bryce Harper, anyone can win. Bryce Harper's had a lot of 500 years. Go look at his career. A lot of years where Bryce Harper wins nothing. Actually, he's won nothing in his career. But Rob Thompson, NLCS World Series, he chooses not to pinch hit on Sunday. And I'm with everyone. I disagreed with that. I didn't like that. But the guy's still a good manager. We're just over the top. 215-592-9494. We promise an embarrassing Braves radio moment from last night. We'll get to that. What's your most embarrassing moment where you made a fool of yourself? Best one we hear today wins a spot in the Fantasy League. Your calls in the Phillies with Topper. We started with some Hurts conversation. We continue that. Plus, Jahan Dotson. The Eagles have traded for the Commanders wide receiver, giving up a third-round pick in the process. Jahan Dotson, the new Eagles number 3 wide receiver. Your reaction to that? Lot to do on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.